Today we're learning Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding at the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We are holding at the beginning of the second parak. This parak is going to discuss those things that are also to do with Novik Chavim and Isurei Achila and Hana from Avodah Zarah, like Yayin Nesach. First, Mishnah is going to talk about leaving animals alone with Ovdei Kochavim and leaving people alone with Ovdei Kochavim. So Ein Ma'amidin Behema B'Pundekol Shel Ovdei Kochavim. You cannot leave an animal alone to stay with an Ovdei Kochavim. Mnei Shechashudin Al Ravia, because we're choshed that they commit bestiality. V'lo Tzisyach, and that's going to be a violation of Lifneiver, therefore, to leave the animal with them. V'lo Tzisyachid Isha Imahen, a woman should not be left alone with an Ovdei Kochavim, even if it were not a technical violation of yichud, mipnei shechashudin al ha'arayos, because they're chashu to commit arayos. V'lo yisyachid adam imahen, a man should not be alone with an ovid chav, mipnei shechashudin al shvichus damim, because they're also chashud on shvichus damim. We also are concerned that they're going to commit murder. So the Mishnah teaches us, main point over here, you can't leave an animal, woman, or man alone with an ovid chav. Says Gemara Urimin, he said you can't leave a behemoth with an ovid chav because they're chashur on bestiality, but I'll ask a stira. It says in the Tosaf, the lochin mehen behemel a carbon, you're allowed to buy from an ovid chavim an animal to use for a carbon. Ve'ein choshashin lo mishum roveya, ve'lo mishum nirva, ve'lo mishum mukta, ve'lo mishum nevad, and you don't have to worry that this animal was roveya, a human being, or that a human being was roveya this animal, or that this animal was designated for Avodah Zarah, or that this animal is actually used for Avodah Zarah. We're not worried about any of these things. So bishlam amuktzav nevad im isa de aktia im isa de palche lav amazmele. I understand why we're not concerned that it was designated for Avodah Zarah or actually used for Avodah Zarah, because if it were designated or used for Avodah Zarah, then there's no way the guy would be selling it to you. El roveya v'nir b'lechosh, but as far as the concern that it might have been roveya or it might have been nirva, or isn't that a legitimate concern? Why is it mutter to buy an animal from them for a carbon? So Amrav Techlifa, Amrav Shila Baravina, Mishmei Derav, Ovid Chavim Chas Al Behemto Shalotei Aker. The guy wouldn't do that to his own animal. You can't leave your animal, the Ovid Chavim, because of concerns of bestiality, but he would never do that with his own animal. Why would he never do that with his own animal? Because it would make his animal infertile, unable to have children, and that's not worth it for him. Says Mar Hate Nach Nekevos. That works very well if the behemoth happens to be in the keva, because it will make it barren. Zecharim Ma'ikal Meimar. But why are we trusting that if it's a male animal that he hasn't committed bestiality with it? The animal doesn't get hurt from that. So Rav Kana Hol Umachishin Babasar. The animal does get hurt from it. It weakens the meat of the animal, the flesh of the animal, if in fact, one is roveya the animal. So since you're buying the animal from a guy, meaning the animal used to belong to this guy, it's going to be Aser. So now the Gemara goes and asks, Vaiteran Rav, Elohad Titania, what about the Braisa that says, Lochen Behema Me Roesh Shalahen, you're allowed to buy a Behema from the Goyish shepherd and you're not worried that maybe it's possible a carbon, according to Rav, that Ovid Chavim is not Roveya his own animal because he's concerned that it's going to ruin the animal, Lecha Shilma Rav Alaba, we should be Choshesh, that the shepherd was Roveya the animal because it's not his animal, so he doesn't care so much. So says Mara, he doesn't want to lose his job, so he's afraid that the owner is going to find out and he's going to get in big trouble. So asks the Gemara, Elohadetanya, then what do you do with the following brisa? Ein motion behema l'roish alhen. You're not allowed to trust your animal with the shepherd with the Ovid Chavim shepherd, and it's going to be a violation of Neiver. Lema roish alhen misyare mishum hefsitzcharo. Why don't we say that it's okay to leave your animal with the Ovid Chavim shepherd because he's not going to do anything to it? He's afraid of losing his job. The Gemara answers, no. Inu diyadi bahadadi mirtasi. Ovdei Kochavim know each other and they know what they do with animals, so then the roa is going to be afraid of losing his job. But anan delo yadinan bahu, when the owner of the animal is a Jew who doesn't know the derech of the Ovdei Kochavim and he doesn't know so well that the Ovdei Kochavim are roveya behemos, lo miratsi. So the roa is not going to be afraid because he doesn't think that the Jew will at all suspect him. So says Gemara, Amar Rabba, Hainu Damrian Shi, Machtava Galala Baza, Regala Bechavre Yada, that an iron pen can tear up marble, can crack marble, meaning it's as if to say that the marble, which is very hard, is afraid of the eight habarzel, of the iron stick that's used to scrape it, because it knows it and it knows that it's even more powerful than it. And a person who's a rachil and who's a bad guy knows that when there's another person that's just like him, and he's therefore afraid of him because he knows what kind of tricks he's up to. That was just a common Talmudic expression that the Gemara is saying, not Talmudic, but from Talmudic times. They used to have such an expression that it takes one to know one. That was kind of what the expression was. So main point over here. Here is the Ovid Chavim is not, we're not choshed that the Ovid Chavim would be Roveya his own animal, but we are choshed that it'll be Roveya someone else's animal. Unless he's a shepherd shepherding another Ovid Kochavim's animal. Right, if he's a shepherd shepherding a Jew's animal, we're also concerned. Fracting Mar Ihachi, if Rav and Rav Kana are right, that a guy is not Roveya his own animal because he's afraid it's going to ruin the animal, and that's why you're allowed to buy an animal from him for a karban, Zacharim Minikevos, to buy male animals from Nikeva of the Chavim, Lo Nizban, should be a problem. The Cheshin and Dimlam Rabbi Ilave, Kivin Demigri Ba Mirtus, question mark. Shouldn't we be concerned that the woman, the Ovedes Kochavim, brought the animal upon her? That's not going to ruin the animal in any way. So shouldn't that be a chashash? And so Gemara came into Migriba Mirtisa. Since if the animal would have been Boel her, it would chase her, would never leave her alone. So she's concerned that people are going to see how the animal is behaving toward her, and they're going to suspect that she was nirvaas to the animal. So that's why she's not going to do it. But to leave her behema alone, to trust her, to watch your animal, that's going to be usher, because she's not worried that the animal is going to be chasing after her, because it's only going to be with her for a short time, and then she's going to give it back to you. So it says, Allahad Tanya of Yosef, Armalta Lotar Bikalba, we said that an almana should not have a dog in her house, because we're afraid that she may commit bestiality with the dog. Vlotashi Barbe Rav Bushbiza, and she can't have a Talmud Chacham to host in her house, even where there's no Chashash Yichud, because she might sin with him. Well, Bishlam Barbe Rav Tsiniyala. I understand the concern with the Barbe Rav. It could be the Aveiro could be done and it could be kept private. El Kalba Kibin de Magriba Mirtsa. But I thought we just said that when it comes to a dog, she's not going to want to do anything when it comes to an animal, because the male animal is going to not leave her alone. It's going to follow her all over the place, and everyone's going to realize that she has committed some unspeakable sin with this animal. Says Gemara, na kivan dechishad yalei umtza umasrich habasra meimar amrin shi haide masrich habasra mishum umtza dekamasrich. Dogs happen to be very loyal animals, so you throw it a bone and it's also going to follow you wherever you go. So no one is going to think that because this dog is loyal to this woman that she committed bestiality with it. They'll think that the dog is loyal to the woman because she threw it a bone once. Good. So even though Ovdei Chavim, we'll make a main point, even though Ovdei Chavim are Chashur and Revia, in the situation where the animal is going to make it obvious that it had committed Revia with the woman, we're not Choshe that they're going to do, that she's going to violate Revia. In a situation where it's obvious, where the animal is going to make it obvious by following the woman all over the place, we're not going to be choshed that she would take that sort of risk. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that you can't keep a behema with an Ovid Chavim, and we mentioned that in the Braisa, and the Braisa just said that this is true even with female animals, by female of those kochavim. So Gemara explains, why would that be a problem? Nekevus eitzel nekevus, my time lo miyachdinan. Why is it that even female animals cannot be trusted with female of the kochavim? What would be the problem? There can't be any act of bia. So Amar mar ukva barchama menesha of the kochavim metzuyin eitzel neshei chavareyan. Because it's very common amongst the of the kochavim that the men are with other people's wives. Upa amim she'eno motze, and sometimes he's going to be looking for his friend's wife and he's not going to find her. Umotzi has a behemah, and instead he'll find the animal. Verova, and he'll be roveah the animal. And in that sense, it's lifnei iver. V'ibay seima afilu motza nami rova. And some say, even if the woman is available, he'll still choose the animal. Damar mar, chaviva alein behemta shal Yisrael, yosem inosho sehen. They sometimes even prefer a behemah of Yisrael over their own women. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shasha b'nacha shal chava, hitil bazuama. When the nachash came to Chava, he imparted his zuama into Chava, and that causes a person to have a taiva for revias behema. Ihach Yisrael nami. So says Gemara, well, how come we don't find Jews that have this taiva for revias behema? We're also descendants of Adam and Chava. No, Yisrael shamdu al harsinai paska zuamasan. We assume that at the moment of Kabbalah's HaTorah, that zuama had stopped. Of the Chavim shamdu al harsinai lo paska zuamasan. But of the Chavim who didn't have the Har Sinai experience, that Zuama did not stop. So main point over here, we don't even trust female animals with female Ovdei Kochavim, because we suspect that male Ovdei Kochavim looking for the females will instead settle on the animals. And that's why we have to be concerned about that. Iboilu, but the Shaila was raised, Ofos Mai. Are you not even allowed to keep birds with an Ovdei Kochavim? Just like you're not allowed to keep behemos with an Ovid Chavim? Or do we say, nah, birds we're not worried about? So Tasha Malik Marcel to bring a riot. Amar Vidom Rashmol Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Ani Reisi Ovid Chavim Shalakach Avaz Min Ashuk. I saw an Ovid Chavim take a goose, a bird, from the Shuk. Riva'a. And it committed bestiality with a bird. Chanaka. Then it choked it. Tzla'a. And then it roasted it. Va'achala. And then he ate it. So you see that they are chashud on Revia with birds as well. Vamar Vyari. I saw a certain Aravi take a thigh from the shuk of a chakak bakadei revia, and he hollowed out a small area in it in order to be able to commit an act of revia, and reva atzla v'achala, and it was revia. It roasted. He was revia the thigh. He roasted it and he ate it. So you see from there clearly that we are concerned even for birds. So maybe we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the very top of Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph.